Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back to As the Shogun Turns. I'm Helen.
I'm Bryn.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay, this is our second try. But we are watching Xena Season 2, Episode 12, which is Destiny.
Trauma, trauma, trauma. Trauma, trauma, trauma.
Yeah, well, let's just see how it goes. I like backstories. Backstories are fun.
Sure.
So this is Sarah.
All right.
It's beautiful. To me, it's the ugliest place on earth.
Sure it is.
I don't think...
I gotta turn the captions on. Sorry, guys. It's a weird stance.
I want to understand why. Why
I mean, that's clearly like a house. I get how it's supposed to be a village, but that doesn't look like a village. It looks like a single house.
Remember, her army ransacked the village.
I don't think she's changed that much.
I wish I could see it that way.
Not quite.
I'm going down there.
It's fine.
But, you know, she's working on it.
I'll wait here.
Why, though?
To allow Xena to be able
to go. Yeah, but she could have just walked behind. Why is she waiting?
Okay, looks more like a village now.
A little bit more like a village, yes. I'm like, why is she taller than the houses? Because
down.
It's not modern day architecture, you nut. And she's on a fucking horse. It's not like she's just a person.
You get on my horse.
Just having some flashbacks.
Clearly so was I with my D&D reference.
Lots of drama in this episode. I mean, that's a good question. Why?
Why did she attack Sarah?
Because they were in the way? Mm-hmm. How did she not hear Gabrielle? Like,
she was stuck in her mind.
I'm having logistical difficulties with Gabrielle. This episode, I apologize.
Her staff.
And a skull.
Burnt skull.
It didn't look burnt that time.
Not the horde.
No. Just random.
What kind of punch was that?
I don't know. Some of the choices are just...
But the look on Gabrielle's face when she sees Xena, show up.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so happy.
Her girlfriend came to say hi.
It's like,
she really does love me.
Yeah.
I mean...
And the grin.
Where's the horse, though? Nice. My brain goes to weird places when watching shows that I've watched before. Because I'm just like, they had to set those plants up and tell that little girl to, like, go behind the plants and just, like, slowly peek through them. And, I mean, I don't know. excuse me. How does she not have superpowers, though? How is that supposed to be believable?
She does.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Xena doesn't have superpowers. Lucy Lawless does.
Yeah. Hey, it's a trap! Why didn't you jump with her?
That's what I've never understood. Also, that launched her really, really far. Hello, girl's like, oh shit, I killed Xena.
When normally most people would be like, I killed Xena!
That was a weird thump sound.
That was.
I wasn't expecting the weird thump sound. Oh, half dead Xena is half dead.
Now, his sword. Ow! Ow!
I forgot he also stabbed Gabby. Why did they leave then? Like, whatever.
Because Xena wakes up enough to tell her to bring her someplace.
No, why didn't the other people that were attacking them come back? They had plenty of time.
What are the captains? Oh, shit. They're gone.
Yeah.
Xena. I'm sorry. Not Nestus. I can't take you there. I don't know what. It's too far away. Xena, I don't know if you.
I don't even know how to move you.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
What do I do? Ten winters ago.
Okay, so that, I mean... Yeah, give it over to Xena.
People of Neapolitans, friends.
Friends.
You're free to go. But spread the word. My army will punish any village that allies itself with the enemies of Amphipolis. And I will do anything to ensure the safety of my homeland.
Uh-huh.
Those who don't heed my warning will pay a terrible price.
I mean... Okay, that's
So I will assume that the city of Neapolitans aligned itself with an enemy of Amphipolis.
So what is Sam Raimi? Like, I forgot Sam Raimi worked on these shows. I might be too sick to record an episode. I don't know.
We'll see how this goes. So at this point, would we call her a pirate?
I mean, she's on a boat, and she steals and loots and pillages and kidnaps. Yes, I would call her a pirate.
You hungry?
Oh my god, Carl Urban is a baby.
What's the matter? You're not hungry.
Tiny baby Carl Urban.
I generally don't eat food touched by a baby.
Still snarky.
We have
I kind of want Xena's robes.
Yeah. I want you to have them.
She's talking about ransom pig.
Oh my god. Every time he says pig, I want to punch him in his face.
20,000 isn't enough.
Oh, really?
Trying to get me to want to punch Caesar is hard because I love Carl Urban so much.
I'm worth 5 times that.
Very well.
Okay, where is that? We just skip to face glide.
We can't jump that far ahead.
Alright.
Send out a ransom demand to the nearest Roman center. afraid to die, were you?
I knew someone would stop him.
And how could you know that?
She's so young. Like...
I know what I'm fated to do with my life.
And what's that?
I do like seeing these stories because we do know that, like, now Zeno would never be so stupid.
Yes.
Young Zena thinks she knows everything.
Yes.
That she cannot be tricked.
Zena, can you hear me?
Jeez.
She's barely alive.
Is it north of the Stormed River?
The way that those eyes cross.
Yeah. Her eyes were very crossed. And she was doing it on
purpose. Right?
So all I can picture right now is Lucy sitting, playing there, trying to make Renee laugh. Crossing her eyes.
That's a very shiny sword.
It doesn't look very sharp either.
Yeah, no. It looks like one of those swords you get at a store for prop.
Yes. I mean, it probably is.
Yow, ow, ow, ow. That's the other thing. Gabrielle was stabbed in the leg.
Yeah, and she's also got to do all this. I think Argo's got her, but...
Well, yeah, because she's created a... what's that thing called? A stretcher. That is being dragged by Argo, and she's on top of Argo.
Yeah.
But she has to limp her way up to Argo.
Yeah, and Argo can't go very fast. Otherwise, Zena's just going to get more injured.
And she was stabbed in the leg. That knife is not in her leg anymore. Mm-hmm. We didn't watch her wound care it at all.
No. So. She was too worried about Zena's injuries. Oh, see, she was just watching it all until Caesar made her look dumb.
Yeah. Well, that's a pricey fix. Where she learned how to do all the fighting techniques.
Yeah, okay. Well, even now, we don't know, where did Zena learn? Is it just, we're just all from her brother and her practicing?
Her swordsmanship? Yes, it's from her brother and practicing. These techniques?
Uh-huh.
100% from this person here.
Well, obviously, I can see that. It's just a tiny person.
You're being led by a woman. Why would you suddenly be shocked by a woman?
Fix it.
My leg, fix it.
Yeah, your leg, fix it. Wait, her leg, fix it.
Bring over Metellus. She can fix whatever she did to him.
No, she can't.
No.
Be dead now.
She said it's too late for him.
Yeah, you dead person.
Yep.
What is that? What was that?
You speak her language. Tell her I'll spare her life if she'll teach me how she did that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair trade-off.
I think it's fair.
I mean, you don't want to be a stowaway on Zena's ship.
No.
Be careful. Runaway slaves are very dangerous people.
How do you know she's a runaway?
She speaks Gaelic, but she's clearly from the land of the Pharaoh. Probably abducted as a child by raiders from Western Gaul. Three parts.
Careful.
Each area speaks its own different dialect. One day I'll conquer. for all three provinces.
He's so proud of himself. He's pre-proud of himself. This is why you end up dead.
Yes.
Just saying.
Oh, yes. Gosh, I've always hated Caesar.
Well, you hate Caesar, but we love Carl Urban.
Yes.
But we love Carl Urban because we hate Caesar so much.
He does it so well.
Yes. Yes.
The gods.
I hate him.
Yeah.
He's an evil manipulator bastard.
Yes. Should have been a clue. Here's a toxic relationship. Silver-tongued bastard.
I mean, he's not really that silver-tongued. Like, for someone like Gabrielle,
it wouldn't
work. It wouldn't have worked. It's just that Xena wants to also be powerful, and she thinks she can manipulate him into making her more powerful, but that's just not what happens.
Yeah.
She tried playing a game, and she lost it.
Yeah.
She's also got, like, a pattern of Xena's armor on her shirt.
Show me that thing you do. No.
I mean,
yeah.
Show me
on
my neck.
Yeah.
Show
me the most lethal one!
I'm so confused! Are you a good guy or a bad guy? And to be fair, she's not really a good guy or a bad guy.
No.
At this point. Xena's kind of like...
That was too fast.
Regular person.
Now take it off and do it again slower. Take it off. Come on!
Oh. Fear in her eyes is just...
Stupid Lucy with her good acting.
Right! Oh, that smug smirky.
Yeah, she deserved that.
You got some sense of humor.
Yes, it was funny. Yeah, she knows she's funny.
You teach me
yeah.
How you did that. No, not on me. Teach me on yourself.
Yeah. You don't get to do it on me anymore.
Yeah, you lost that right. I mean, to be fair, you should have brought in a testing dummy.
Yes, but she doesn't want anybody else to learn it.
I get that, but you could always just accidentally not do it. I mean... This is not nice.
She's doing payback.
I know.
What I don't understand is she unable to move when that happens, so she can't undo it herself?
I don't know. I would think she could, but maybe she can't.
You see, I can play too.
Yeah. Hey, we just almost killed each other. Isn't this fun? This is a great basis for a friendship.
She makes friends the wrong way it starts.
She makes friends the wrong way. I mean, we all have to go through that. That's why I think this Xena is no more than 18.
That's fair.
No more than 20. I'll say no more than 20.
Huh.
Just because she's filled with making all of the wrong decisions for all of the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Sorry, teenagers.
Oh, I.
Damn it. Fucking Caesar. I hate him so much.
Where did you steal that dress?
Stygia.
Maybe
Maybe someday you can go back for the rest of it.
Excuse you?
Are you complaining?
Why is he even saying shit like that? It's not even that skimpy a dress, and he is a fucking Roman.
It's the ancient enemy of my home village, Amphipolis.
I'm not saying that Roman ladies had their boobs out or anything. I'm just saying it's not any more revealing than a Roman Arthur's clothing.
It's true.
At least not a fancy Roman Arthur's
clothing. It was once brutally attacked by a warlord.
Unless that was his way of trying to say, you can't tempt me with your skin.
Could be.
She's ill-equipped to notice the narcissists at this stage.
Yes.
The desire to be great.
It's a dumb desire.
No.
Yes.
Greatness isn't just about possessing power.
You desire power only, not to be great.
Greatness is about achieving what seems impossible.
Yeah, nobody thinks you're great, though, nobody.
No.
I mean, some of them probably still do, that's not true. I don't know all the historians.
I am
having a hard time focusing with Lucy Wallace on the screen in a red dress.
Oh, those legs. Oh.
I'm fine with it.
Why not?
She's so pretty.
We'd make an
unstoppable team. Fucking gorgeous.
You would make an unstoppable team. But he is incapable of sharing.
Yes.
I love it. Pursuing the enemy. Breaking down his defenses. Cutting off his only path of retreat.
I mean,
and closing for the kill.
Yeah. She thinks, yeah, I don't like it.
Enemies are.
Mm-hmm. Was.
I mean,
what's the matter?
I understand that value of things has changed.
I was just wondering if we'll ever see one another again.
But I know the value of those gems hasn't changed that much. Unless they're glass.
Yeah.
Gross.
Now go.
People are gonna know exactly when kissing happens on the screen, because immediately go, oh gross. Hey, it's Brutus.
Oh, it's first Brutus. I mean, this is a cuter Brutus, but I don't like him as much. Oh, no. Oh, no, this is Ziva's pick-me stage.
Yep.
Sorry.
The boat looks sad.
I just like that it has an eye on it.
Look at the eye, looks sad.
I know, I just... Is it normal? Was that like normal Greek ship design? I don't know.
I don't.
Oh, it's the pretty like Gaelic girl singing it.
Yes.
Hi, fishes. Hi,
orcas.
Whales. Are orcas whales?
No, orcas are a dolphin.
I don't know how to respond to that information.
So does this little chick teach her how to sing too?
No, because Lucy, no, not Lucy, but I mean like Xena said something about singing when she was younger.
Okay. Is that a ram on her shirt?
I think that might be what it's supposed to be, but it is the design of Xena's armor.
Thank you.
I mean, you all have to have a heartbroken that one time, I guess.
Yeah. It does make us better partners.
Does it?
Well, made me a better partner. You know what? I can't even say that, because you've been training me to be your partner since we were 13.
I also don't know if I've ever, if I can honestly say something's broken my heart. Do not trust Caesar. It's not alright.
He's my friend.
No, he's not. He's no one's friend. He's Caesar. Why don't they listen to us on the TV?
We're not yelling loud enough.
Oh no!
It is being filmed in New Zealand, so they probably can't hear us.
Also, this is important. It's 20 years ago.
No, this is 10 winters ago.
Actually, 25 years ago. But let's not talk about that.
That's just being mean.
It is being mean. I thought he was dead.
They might use them again as an act different. As long as they don't call him Telos.
See, you even knew which one I meant. Yeah, this is not a good idea. This is a bad idea. This feels bad. You should listen to your Gaelic friend. I don't like this suspense from 25 years ago.
We know what's going to happen. Oh,
man, she took her jacket off, everything.
Well, she just took the hood down, but...
I know, but it's showing a sign.
Yeah, it's showing the sign of trust and...
I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, he died again.
He basically just went to his money back.
What do you think you're doing?
Which, if she was smart, she would have went and bought a bigger ship.
Yeah.
This is my destiny. You're a part of
it. Yep.
And I'm a part of yours.
Yep. Yeah. Neither one of you make each other better people.
No.
But that's a conversation for another day.
Hello, Brutus.
The ship is secured, Caesar. Good. Where's that friend of yours? The Gaelic slave girl.
I had to kill her. Because she betrayed me.
He's not scared.
Still, she would have fetched a good price with the gladiator dealers.
Is that what you have planned for me? We were going to conquer the world together. What happened to those plans for us?
Us. There was never any us, you know. Only Rome. And I am Rome.
Yeah, Caesar is just a narcissist.
I don't think that what we had was meaningless. I'll always remember it. And you'll have a special place of honor. Among my conquerors.
Oh man, that would make me so mad.
It made him mad.
I mean, he probably could have gotten away with a lot of things if he hadn't said that.
Yep.
But, no, he had to rub it in.
Divide and conquer, my friend. You divide a woman's emotion from her sensibilities.
No, I can't watch this.
Maybe this is why I just, like... refuse to trust men. Like, Caesar is the reason why. I watched this play out and I was like, yeah, no, I refuse to trust anyone. What?
Well, I know I don't count, but...
friends into slavery, Xena. But that's what any common warlord would do. But with this...
No. Jesus.
Caesar and his crucifixions.
To all those who would dare oppose me. All those who would dare pray on Rome.
Why didn't you nurse him give him nod? Just like, yep, see ya.
I don't know.
Nope.
Yeah! They don't show it.
I know they don't show it, but that swing and the scream, I'm not watching that.
Oh, it's pretty snow. Pretty water.
Well, she's climbing a mountain.
I understand that.
Ooh, there's ice.
There's a reason why they were able to...
This now feels like foreboding.
It feels like I'm watching Lord of the Rings. It's so pretty. Yes, I would love to sleep.
What is sleep?
Now we're going to get it. You need sleep.
Hold on to the stretcher.
Of course she's getting worse. You can't heal while you're being dragged on a... It's not a stretcher. What's it called?
I want to keep calling it a cot.
It's not a cot either.
I know.
I don't know what it's called. So they just camp out and watch these bodies die? Is that what they're doing?
Yep.
This seems like a really weird job, man.
For some reason,
what
I was thinking of calling it, like that, I was expecting Argo.
Oh,
time is
on your side. Take advantage of it. I shall. And my time is now. The plunder I have taken from these pirates makes it so. You have to call their pirate. I can finance my invasion without the approval of the Senate.
And with victory, the army will pledge allegiance. And Gurney litter.
A litter, maybe? Yeah. From this moment on, I, am no I think that's what I'm thinking it is.
What is this? Caesar! The barbarian woman. The one named Xena.
Barbarian woman. You're like, oh my gosh.
That you already know.
Romans. Everyone's a barbarian.
Yeah.
Take my centurion guard and find her. I want her lifeless body brought back to
Here's the thing. He knew she was going to be enough of a threat. To know that she shouldn't be dead. But not enough to actually hunt her down.
No.
Like, he had enough foresight to send somebody out, but, like,
not doing
not enough. He had too much arrogance. He just assumed he would be able to handle her no matter what form she showed up in. That's what I'm looking for. I'd love to see some parallels. That ice cube wiggled. That was a rubber ice cube. Her organs are swelling from internal bleeding. Well, she got hit by a tree. Two trees, technically. She got hit, like, on one side by one tree that flew her to another tree. Not for nothing, but that really would hurt a lot.
Oh!
Bone setting is something. Sorry. The bone setting is some of the most painful shit.
Yeah, lucky. Malila, huh? Ask her why she saved me. The orphan she could find herself.
She said it's not your time to die.
Not yet.
Well,
long time from now. Like, I mean, you die a few times.
Yeah.
Like, witch death, like the one where you die for 25 years and then come back to life and then you die again, or like the death before that where you're crucified and then come back to life, like witch death.
Okay.
Sorry, spoilers.
Oh. Maybe I can do something about it. Wait, what?
Oh. It's as sad as that little squishmallow.
The squishmallow has a happy face.
Yeah, it doesn't look happy.
No.
I like that transition. It was a good transition from future Xena to past Xena.
An amazing group of powers.
Powers.
She's got no powers. She's Xena has no powers. Lucy Lawless has powers. Any little needles in her feet?
Acupuncture.
Up on that cross. I wasn't sure that I wanted to live. You had no reason to save me, but you did.
What?
Thank you.
See, here you think. That this Xena is where she starts her, you know, better journey. Like, I'm going to be a better person now.
God, this is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
This is literally like, where, before this point, she was merely a pirate.
Yeah. Where she was just going after
this point, she was a warlord.
Yes. Something makes me wonder that these two might have had
maybe
something going on.
Are you maybe suggesting that Xena also had feelings for the young Gaelic chick?
Yes.
I think maybe that might have been true, but I think if that were true, Xena would know more Gaelic, or the girl would know more English.
That's fair.
Because you'd want to be able to talk to your partner in their language, right?
Well, she was a pirate. Maybe she doesn't want to talk.
I get that, but...
Why did you keep your face in the fire that long?
Why are they still showing it to us?
You slit his throat. Did
she
you
didn't
really
cut his throat that deep. She just whipped him with her hair. She whipped him with her hair. This is why I'm growing my hair long, so I can whip people with it.
You whip your son.
I don't whip my son with it. Not because he doesn't ask me to, though. Let's just be clear.
He finds it a game. She headbangs and he giggles.
A new Xena is born tonight.
Okay.
With a new purpose in mind.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Gabrielle is so sad. I'm not crying. Yes, you are. Always cry.
Wake up!
I don't watch this episode for reasons.
Oh, this one's not even that bad.
I know.
Do something. Do something.
When they're dead, you can't do something.
Well, that's just obviously not true, given the fact that that's entirely what the next episode is about.
That's true. Which just brings up more drama, drama, drama.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to that one scene.
Mm-hmm. So much.
Bubbles. I love 90s graphics. They're so great. So nostalgic.
But you have to choose it. I did choose it. I chose evil.
You did not choose
now
evil.
Now that you know
evil. You chose vengeance.
You could fight me.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
When the living think of the dead, the dead can hear their thoughts.
Can they, though?
Listen. See you.
very high Gabby pick.
Yeah. I'm not mocking you. I'm fine. I'm braiding my hair while watching this. It's totally normal.
It's because you love her.
No. Yeah, they really just gave up on subtext.
They did. Really early on. Earlier than I thought.
I really thought that they gave up on it, like, in season 3. I really thought they gave up on it in season 3, because it's super obvious in season 3. They have, like, an entire musical about it.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize they went so hard in texty text. And, like, she literally just chose to live for Gabrielle.
Yep.
She didn't choose to live for any other reason.
Nope.
And, like, if you're gonna sit here and pretend like there was, oh, she, no, she didn't. She chose to live for Gabrielle, and that was proof. There wasn't anybody else talking. There wasn't anything. She wasn't even talking about Xena's legacy. Gabrielle was not talking about Xena's legacy to make Xena come back. She was literally talking about how much she loved Xena.
Yep. I have this emptiness inside me. I don't know how it comes. I don't know how to continue right now.
Yeah.
You need to come back and fight.
Yeah.
This, you need to be, have, you, and...
And
she's
then
like,
so she does.
I will do that.
And then she does. And then, so, I mean, we could also guess that, like, the next episode definitely erases all the text, but, or subtext, but it's like it's gone.
Yeah. I mean, they're not flat out making out on screen.
Well, okay, but
which
you both
I'm a fan
know
of
that.
That
that's my preferred level as well, right? Keep it. Subtexty on the surface.
Yeah.
But you always know, like, anyway, the relationship's about more than making out. It's about more than sex. It's about more than going back. It's about more than meeting the parents. It's about more than the bullshit that they pass off as romance.
Mm-hmm.
It makes...
Makes you angry.
It does. Hey, read the thingy because I took my glasses off and I can't read it.
Well, now that I'm not all teary-eyed?
Yeah.
Julius Caesar was not harmed during the production of this motion picture. However, the producers deny responsibility for any unfortunate acts of betrayal occurring soon thereafter.
Oh, so this was before they even wrote all the other stuff with Caesar. So they just, like, flat out were like, he was definitely hurt later by all of the people that betrayed him. You wrote that into the show, guys. So they clearly
like,
just thought
they
Caesar was
going
to be one and done.
Xena and Gabrielle go and convince Brutus he's bad and get everybody involved in the... Yeah.
Because Xena can't get... Like, all spoilers for people who care. Xena can't get to Caesar without sacrificing Gabrielle. Because that's the same Caesar which has the vision from Alti of them being crucified.
Holy
on the mountain.
Fuck, he lasts long.
Mm-hmm. So, Xena then instead plants the seed of doubt. Like, Gabrielle and Xena plant that seed of doubt in Brutus's head because she is close to killing Caesar. But Callisto stops her and informs, and she overhears what's going on with Eli's group and Gabrielle up on the mountain. So she abandons killing Caesar to go save Gabrielle. Because the last time she went after Caesar, instead of saving Gabrielle, hope happened.
This is why you make your partner a priority.
She did, but then they ended up crucified together. Which leads to something really weird. Not a big fan of the first episode of season 5. But it's important, so we have to watch it.
We're getting closer and closer to the point where we're not going to skip episodes.
Oh, definitely. There's definitely a few that I don't like, but there are definitely a lot rarer in the later seasons.
Yeah.
Until maybe season 6.
Well, was the end.
But there's a lot of season 6 that are, like, arcing stories as well. Like, there's, like, 3 arcs in season 6 that they kind of tackle. Which is weird.
Yeah. Well, they knew that was the last season, right? I mean,
Yeah, but they threw out all the stops. Like, they go to Norway and I don't, you know what? It's a lot.
We'll talk about it then.
And I actually don't remember a lot of season 6 because, as you believe, like, I don't watch endings. And there's only one episode in season 6 that I watch, and I watch it on repeat. It's like my Louise of Xena.
But you have watched The Friend in Need 1 and 2.
Yeah, you watched it with me. You made me watch it.
You had to see the ending.
I mean, I could have lived without it, but...
This is our biggest fight, for the record. Where I need to see the ending, I need to have that completion. And she's like, nope, we're good. I'm like, ah!
Okay, but...
On every episode.
If you never see the ending, it never ends.
That doesn't make it true.
I mean, it does, though, because in my head, it never ends. It doesn't work for some universes. Like, if Xena wasn't over escaping universe like a lot of other shows, like Star Trek... I can watch the series finale of both TNG and Voyager over and over and over and over and over again. Sorry, guys. Not a DS9 fan. And yeah, I did just forget what it was called. That's just... Anyway. But I can watch those over and over again because the Star Trek universe isn't... It doesn't end when a show ends. And it never has.
No, it hasn't. That's true.
I mean, a lot of our fandom culture now owes itself to middle-aged... fan fiction writers going on about Spock and Kirk. Like, anyway, we can discuss fan fiction and how that kept a lot of fandom alive, but Star Trek never ends.
Which is why you can watch the endings of the certain shows, mm-hmm. because it still
because
continues.
It That's right.
Even if it's like later in the years and it's like picking up, here's a new Star Trek. Okay.
And I'm usually pretty good as long as I know the story will continue, but I knew how Xena ended. Because I spoil it for myself, so I'm not surprised. Because I don't handle surprises. Especially sad surprises. So I spoiled it for myself. So because I knew it was a hard ending, I was like, I don't need to watch it. I just didn't need to watch it. It doesn't continue. For me, the universe can stay.
And I think the reason why I make you watch it, or made you watch it that first time, is because how, like this one, can still make me cry. And you just don't do that. You just mock me for that.
Well, I like having you here so that I can focus on mocking your emotions rather than having my own.
Glad I can be that
way. I know. There aren't that many Xena episodes though that make me cry.
I can't remember them all off the top of my head.
There's
a few.
There's one and two, and they're like weird episodes. Like most people would not guess which ones they are. So
you should throw us an email and take a guess. Which seasons? Give them a hint.
3, 4, 5, and 6. Yeah. 3, 4, 5, and 6.
One in every season?
It seems there might be 2 and 3, but because I'm not quite, because I kind of just stick around like the same one. I don't remember all. And I don't usually watch episodes that make me cry.
Accurate.
So there are like, and they're like weird episodes that people wouldn't assume would make me cry.
Also true.
So.
Yeah, with
but
that.
Feel free to guess. You can give them one.
Fudge. Can't remember the names off of all of them.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll do that another time.
Yeah. Anyways, rating.
Yeah, this is still high. This is still, like, 8.5.
Yeah, I want to throw it 9 because I forgot 8.5 could happen.
Yeah, I'm going to do 8.5 on it because it's solid. It's not the greatest. It's not quite enough Gabrielle in there for me because, for me, the dynamic between the two of them kind of makes the show. But I do enjoy the dynamic between Xena and Caesar as well. And I do love it even more later on.
Yes. So, yeah. Definitely 8.5. Yeah, it's pulled the stupid feelers out.
I'm extremely excited for the quest, because the quest is a Natalicus-based episode, and it ties this one up, and it gives us a new villain, and it brings back another villain, and we have a good time. I'm really excited for it. I am. I'm excited for the next two episodes a lot.
So that's the quest and a necessary evil?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
13 and 14!
Anyway, thanks for joining us, guys. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us at As the Shotgun Turns on all of the social media except Twitter, because Twitter's a jerk, so we're just the Shotgun Turns. You can talk to Twitter about its username limit.
Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.